Well, now it is certainly possible on radio, but you're in for a visual treat and a warning, firstly, that Indigenous and Torres Strait Islander listeners should be advised that the next story mentions the names of Indigenous people who have died. Well, it has been an incredible year for the Indigenous art world, with art fairs in Cairns and Darwin smashing attendance and sales records, generating millions of dollars for local artists and organisation. Attention now turns to Adelaide, where two of Australia's most influential Anmatura artists, Emily Kame Nawaré and her brother Gubechi, are on display together for the first time. Jade Akamari at Torres is the director of the Puella Gallery in Adelaide, and there's a family connection here. She is the great-great-niece of Emily Kame Nawaré. Jade, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you for having me.
This must be pretty special for you, having that family connection.
It absolutely is. It's one of those things that you grow up with it from a child and naturally it's your family. And as you get older and understand the legacy and the magnitude of the impact that they've had on the industry globally, it's pretty amazing to witness.
What are people going to see?
Well, we had our VIP viewing on Sunday that had just passed, so we're very lucky to have 32 pieces within the collection. We do operate the gallery here in Adelaide by appointment only, and the reason why we made that choice opening this location and doing that is so that we're able to spend time one-on-one with our clients to really walk them through and experience these types of exhibitions on more of a personal level. So at the moment, right now, it's really showing a good preview of both Emily and her brother Kupaji side by side for the first time ever. So it's a really good example of their works from the beginning of conception all the way through to her final piece that Emily produced before she passed away.
Which part of Australia has this artwork originated from?
We are from a region called Utopia. So we're right smack bang in the middle of Australia. So about 270 kilometres northeast of Alice Springs. Mm.
And these artworks, I mean, if people have a look online, and I've looked at some of these pieces previously, some of it is easily recognisable as people might be expecting with Indigenous art. Some of it looks incredibly modern. There are patterns there that are deeply meaningful and traditional, but they are so contemporary at the same time.
Yeah, it's quite interesting, really, because some majority of these works, especially with Emily's in particular, she didn't start painting until 1988. Mm. So all of these works were produced up until 1996, and they are still extremely relevant and on par with, you know, I guess if you're going to talk visually with what is on trend now. But furthermore, the relevance of the stories and the dreamings are still the exact same today, and they're extremely protected and sacred, and we are still continuing to tell these dreamings to the world.
And what about the use of colour? Because some of the colours in these pieces, they are not some of the colours of the natural landscape around Utopia, but they tell stories that are very potent and very original to that part of Australia.
Mm. I think in terms of the colours, it's one of those things where until you sort of experience being out on the country, you do tend to find colours that are completely unusual. Mm. But Emily especially, and even Kupaji in his works, really, really loved working with those more neutral ochre tones, and that was a really significant telling sign that it was Emily's work. But they certainly didn't shy away from colour either. It's quite impressive to see how relevant the colour tones still are today. Mm, mm.
They're absolutely beautiful, and some of those blues as well and all sorts of colours, they're very, very rich. Did you get to meet Emily?
Yes, I did.
Just?
Yeah, I was 2 years old up until when she passed away. Funny enough, I've got all this beautiful home footage of her and I painting side by side. I was her little shadow. I would always have my cardboard box sitting next to her and trying to copy each step that she made. But my father, Fred Torres, was a massive contributor to her career, and a lot of her major pieces that she produced within his workshops happened within our own backyard of our home. So it's pretty significant to see these pieces now being recognised in major institutions and global collections to this day.
It has been, as we were saying in the introduction, quite a remarkable time for Indigenous art, and those people who have been interested particularly in the art of utopia, there are names and surnames that crisscross across these families with the stories that have been shared for such a long time, and little ones learning from their mother, their aunt, their grandmother, great-grandmother and so on. The connections are very, very strong. Well, Jane, thank you for making some time to talk to me this morning on what is such an important and special exhibition, not only from those who will get to go and have a look at it, but also for you and your family as well. Thank you for sharing some of that with me this morning.
Thank you for your time.
Jade Akamara-Torres, talking about this remarkable art from Utopia in Central Australia. This is the work of Emily Kame Nawaware and her brother Gujbechi.